I am the attractor of my every experience.
You're meant to live an expansive, exhilarating, good-feeling experience. It was your plan when you made the decision to become focused in your physical body in this time-space reality. You expected this physical life to be exciting and rewarding. In other words, you knew that the variety and contrast would stimulate you to expanded desires. And you also knew that any and all of those desires could be fully and easily realized by you. You also knew that there would be no end to the expansion of new desires. You came into your body full of excitement about the possibilities that this life experience would inspire. And that desire that you held in the beginning was not muted at all by trepidation or doubt. For you knew your power, and you knew that this life experience and all of its contrast would be the fertile ground for wonderful expansion. Most of all, you knew that you were coming into this life experience with a guidance system to help you remain true to your original intent, as well as to your never-ending, amended intentions that would be born out of this very life experience. In short, you felt an eagerness for this time-space reality that nearly defies physical description. You were not a beginner, even though you were newly beginning in your wee small physical body, but instead you were a powerful creative genius, newly focusing in a new leading-edge environment. You knew that there would be a time of adjustment while redefining a new platform from which you would begin your process of deliberate creating, and you were not the least bit worried about that time of adjustment. In fact, you rather enjoyed the nest into which you were born and those who were there to greet you in your new physical environment. And while you could not yet speak the language of their words, and although you were perceived by those who greeted you as new and unknowing and in need of their guidance, you possessed a stability and knowing that most of them had long left behind. You were born knowing that you are a powerful being, that you are good, that you are the creator of your experience, and that the law of attraction is the basis of all creation here in your new environment. You remembered then that the law of attraction, which means the essence of that which is likened to itself is drawn, is the basis of the universe, and you knew it would serve you well, and so it has. You were still remembering then that you are the creator of your own experience, but even more important, you remembered that you do it through your thought, not through your action. You were not uncomfortable being a small infant who offered no action or words, because you remembered the well-being of the universe. You remembered your intention in coming forth into your physical body, and you knew that there would be plenty of time for acclimating to the language and ways of your new environment. And most of all, you knew that even though you would not be able to translate your vast knowledge from your non-physical environment directly into physical words and descriptions, it would not matter. For the most important things to set you on a path of joyful creation were already emphatically in place. You knew that the law of attraction was consistently present, and that your guidance system was immediately active. And most of all, you knew that by trial and what some might call error, you would eventually become completely and consciously reoriented in your new environment.